Welcome to Storytelling. This week's guest is an internationally acclaimed designer and branding expert, celebrated for her diverse creative talents. Her work reflects a global perspective, effortlessly incorporating cultural influences. In addition to her branding expertise, she is a fervent filmmaker and director. Her strong family values infuse her products with a personal touch, emphasizing meaningful connections. With a proven track record in handling high-profile individuals and complex projects, she excels in her field. Her creative process is fueled by love and passion, underlying deep emotional connections within her designs. As a prominent figure at Brand Clever, she draws upon her international experience and storytelling passion to elevate her work. Please welcome Daphne Deluce.
Hello, Daphne, and welcome to the podcast.
Well, hello, Debbie, and thank you so much for inviting me here today.
Daphne, branding, why is it so important for businesses and for individuals?
Oh, this is massively important. But the problem with branding is that there's so many people talk about my brand and brand, and they don't actually understand what true core powerful branding is. But it's so important these days because the world has changed and everybody's on either a laptop, a mobile phone, a PC, and all digital based. Business is all digital based these days. And even if you just walk into a shop on the high street, they will still have a digital presence. So therefore, this is communications today is all about broadcasting your message. That this has changed drastically in the last 30 years. So that's why branding today is so important, because it's actually how on earth, where do you start to broadcast your message and what should your message be anyway? So there's just the first step into the branding world.
So specifically, what is branding?
Well, branding is to broadcast your message of your value exchange. It's what you do for others and how they give you return value. And the thing is, this is where a lot of people would say, no, but branding is you, or branding is your name, or branding is something. No, it has to be the value exchange, because if there's no value in it, what's the point at the end of the day? And I always say, never confuse your customers. And there's a lot of people out there who confuse their customers daily, and then the businesses wonder why they don't get such kind of nice flow of steady work, that they often will have troubles in actually gaining and retaining clients and difficulty in scaling. So your brand message has to be really clear. You know, I love to use some of the brands that are out there. So let me just give an example of a brand. For example, let's choose Nike, and it's Just Do It. And you have these wonderful images of healthy individuals in motion with the slogan and the tick, Just Do It. It's all in the messaging. So it's about really get on with getting fit, and you'll get so many benefits for it. Now, in lockdown, I was amazed that the first day we came out of it and I went up to the shops, there was a queue of about 200 people outside the Nike store. And that just shows you the power of branding. But therefore, when you look closely into Nike, they have amazing value exchange. You walk in there and you can buy some amazing trainers that will serve you. It also has street cred. So that's like an example of a wonderful brand. But it's totally, totally all thought out and congruently layered. So the customer is absolutely not confused. They know what they're buying. They're buying their health.
And that's a really great example of a powerful, large brand. And the example that you gave is something that everyone can relate to. But how does this work with an individual? This is where personal branding comes into play. How can an individual develop a brand?
Actually, I love working with entrepreneurs or inspired business people, or even if business people have been in business a long time, but perhaps they're so busy working, they don't actually have the time to work on the business. And sometimes people wake up and suddenly there's this digital transformation all around them. And now with AI, they think, wow, how did that happen? And they're completely perplexed, and understandably. And this is where I help people deeply, because it's about, first of all, getting clarity and direction into what it is they do and what has to happen to make a value exchange successful. So how I do this is I actually take them step by step and I go through my magical process. I don't say it's a magical process. My clients tell me it's a magical process. And I had it again yesterday with one lovely girl. She's just launching a luxury events and party brand. And she saw the logo and all the artwork I prepared for her. And she went, that's just what I wanted. But of course, she didn't know what she wanted. But when she saw it, it resonated. So the thing is, it's about working with someone that's got high skills in the first place. If you're not working with someone, then the best place to start is actually to sit down and write down your mission statement. And this sounds easy. Yeah, sit down and write a mission statement. You sit down and try that. And then suddenly the pencil or the pen gets kind of like stuck. Or you might write a lot of waffle. And then when you read it, some of the waffle is amazing, but some of it will just confuse the customer. So it's when you really get that mission statement down, what it is you offer, what the value exchange is, and who's it for. Okay, now that's just a very, very simple start to it all. But I will say there's 1,000 layers of business. And in a business build, you have to weave in the branding with the business building. So it's just not all about art and design. It's some very deep business practices that are proven to work. And the thing is, so important to make sure right from the get-go that with your value exchange that you have an input of financial reward from your clients. Because I see so many good people, so many great ideas, and they're working night and day and they're not getting paid or not enough. And of course, this can't sustain anything. So therefore, I take my work very seriously.
So Daphne, you are an amazing individual with lots of amazing clients. How did you get started?
Oh, where do I start? And thank you so much for that compliment. My first sale was when I was 4.5. And I grew up literally, I was literally born on a shop floor. I started working alside my parents at 4.5. So I think my first client was a gentleman in Cornwall. And I sold 12 lettuce plants to him. And they were, I think, 80 pence or £1 back then, something like that. And that's how it got started. So it's about always giving. It's about serving. So in my life, I've always been that person who's had 3 jobs and always helping people and making sure that I do a good job. Because when you do a good job for people, they come back and they ask you for some more. And I think that that's such a simple answer, but it's a powerful answer, because many people these days talk themselves out of opportunities. They talk themselves out of actually doing something. And it's do something, even if it's simple. And even if the value exchange is £1 in the beginning, then the pound can go to £100. £100 can go to £1,000. £1,000 can go to £10,000. And the sky's the limit.
So Daphne, you have condensed this information and your book will be released very soon. Can you tell us a bit more about it?
Yes, the book is just being edited and doing the last steps to what we need to do to get that out there. So that should be available, so February 2024. Yeah, in the next 6 weeks, there'll be some little examples of what's in the book, and it's an amazing book. Not because I've created it, it's an amazing book because it's powerful, potent, and it's full of extraordinary journeys to take you to your branding success. And it was all about your personal identity. And actually, I've been writing this book for a while, but I suddenly had to get it out there because as I saw all the AI offerings come out to the market, or onto the market, I thought, oh my goodness, the power for people now to find their personal brand identity, because there's a big changes coming into this world and into business. Yeah, so your brand, your personal brand identity first is so important to clarify in this world.
Daphne, you mentioned AI and how this might have an impact on branding. Can you give us an example?
Yes, I can. You have to be very careful on using a lot of the AI tools because, in fact, yesterday I was doing some work in my studio and we were editing some film content for brand, and I was making motion graphics, branded motion graphics. And when we were looking for some stock footage, because I'd use stock footage quite a lot to keep the price down for my clients, because if you make original footage and say you want to, I don't know, go and get landscapes, or you want close-ups of books or people talking, I mean, that could cost you a fortune to create original pieces. So using stock footage and stock elements is a great way because it keeps the price down for the clients, but you can put together some really original work. Anyway, as I was kind of like, you know, researching into certain things I was looking for, there was so much AI generated artwork there. And I just felt really sad because there's no human connection. There's no connection. There's something off, a little bit cold. AI used in healthy ways or ways where you know how to master it is amazing, and it's an exciting time, and I'm really enjoying all of the AI tools. However, when you're setting up a brand, taking some kind of graphic from some website that's it's generated a heart and a key ring and a rose petal, and then suddenly that's somebody's using that for a book cover, it's got no heart and soul or originality. Yes, it's generated and it looks like something, but it isn't that authentic thing. So therefore, it's so important to keep your humanness, and it's so important to keep your mind, body, heart and soul integrated into what you're doing. Yeah, because as time goes on, if you just start scrolling down on some of the social media sites now, there's so many of this artwork that's being generated from AI. And yes, it might look like a person. And yes, it might look like a flower or a landscape or a cookie jar filled with delicious things. But because it's not quite real, the way that humans' minds kind of absorb it and calibrate it in their brain is just off. So it's not that authentic kind of correlation and meet. And the thing is, why that is so important is meeting in an authentic place is because humans we're wired to read everything in our world. And whether we know it or not, we can pick up what's true, what's not true. Whether we want to, it's just a bit like dating. You know, you go out on these dates. Well, I don't date now. I've got my beloved, but when I did, and when I see my children go on dates, you see these people that you want them to be everything you want, and you ignore all the red flags. And 6 months later, you say, oh, I didn't listen to myself. Oh, I saw that, but I didn't listen to myself. So this is why it's so important to be human, learn to be human, embrace being human, love being human, use all your human strengths, work with mind, body, heart and soul, and then use AI technology in a way that is connective, so it becomes joyful and authentic and as real as you can get it, then you'll have very successful outcomes.
Daphne, you've given us so much food for thought in terms of branding, whether you're a business or you're an individual. And I just want to thank you for the examples that you've demonstrated throughout this conversation. And I want to thank you for being a guest on this podcast.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been so lovely. And it's been so refreshing just to talk about one of my favourite subjects. Because usually I'm not talking about it. I'm usually, you know, drawing out the magic from other people. So it's been an absolute delight to share this time with you, Debbie. And you've got some incredible brands behind yourself as well. You've got at least three. And anyway, very exciting times ahead for you as well. And thank you so much for having me on as your guest.
If you would like further information about Daphne, then please follow the links in the show notes.